I love my morning coffee, but sometimes the crash hits harder than the caffeine. That's when I switch to Everyday Dose, coffee with benefits. It's real coffee infused with mushrooms, collagen, and nootropics, giving me smooth, focused energy that actually lasts. The Black Friday sale is on. Get 61% off your first coffee plus starter kit, a free A2 probiotic creamer, and over $100 in free gifts. Enter for a chance to win $100 cash or even get your entire order refunded. Head to everydaydose.com/podcast or use code podcast at checkout.
Boom! Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Adam Carriker Show here on 93.7 The Ticket. All right, we will await another day to speak with the current Husker. I appreciate them trying to work with us, though. I know it's a bit of a challenge working around their school schedules, practice schedules, meeting schedules, etc. All right, as a former player, NFL player, and Husker, I'm a bit of a health nut. Hydration and recovery start at home. That's why I teamed up with Culligan of Lincoln. Soft water means better showers, cleaner dishes, and it protects your water heater and appliances. Their high-efficiency softener cuts salt and water usage. For drinking, add a Culligan reverse osmosis bottled quality water right at your tap. Great taste, and it's certified to reduce tough contaminants like lead and PFAS. Right now, get up to $300 off a whole home system or $9.95 a month for the first 3 months. Schedule your free water test at CulliganHuskers.com. That's CulliganHuskers.com. Culligan of Lincoln. Water you love. Go Big Red. All right, Jake, I know we've been bombarded on the text line. What do you got for me, my man?
We do have a question here from 7260, and it's kind of interesting. A lot of different feelings or takeaways from the defense, but this is a specific question. He says,
Adam, oh, we're going to talk football now?
Yeah.
Oh, let's talk football.
Adam, what are your thoughts about Nebraska's defense during the Maryland game? It seemed like they were playing a very loose zone defense, and they could delay a back or a tight end out of the late in the flats and get 6 to 8 yards every time.
I think for me, it was a very good quarterback who missed a wide open guy at the end of the game, as Jake pointed out yesterday. But I think he's probably, who have we played as a better quarterback so far? And one of the things we pointed out in the preseason is we're not going to play a ton of elite quarterbacks this year. Sorsby, Cincinnati. And really, he hurt us, not that he can't pass. He's one of the top 10 Heisman candidates now, but he really hurt us more with his legs that game than he did his arm. So I think part of it is we haven't played a ton of elite quarterbacks this year. We've actually played more true freshman quarterbacks than I would consider elite quarterbacks. Not that true freshmen can't be good quarterbacks. We had one last year. But there's growing pains that come along with the true freshman quarterback. So what stood out to me was, yes, by far the most success an opposing offense has had throwing the ball against us all year. They had 152 pass yards at halftime, which was already the most amount of yards we'd allowed passing-wise in a game the entire season up to that point. They ended up with 249, which, if you think about it, compared to our standards, whoa, that's a lot. When you think about the fact that, technically, not even 250 pass yards, and that's the worst game you've had as a pass defense, my concern and takeaway after the game wasn't the pass defense. Now, if we start to see more games like this in the future, we can chat. Minnesota's offense is not good, but they do throw the ball better than they run the ball. Serious question. I have no idea. Is Malachi Coleman starting for them? Do you have any idea?
He hasn't been getting too much playing time.
Because that would, I mean, there's an obvious underlying WWE type storyline there. Okay. No steel cage matches needed, but you get my point. It was, at times, a team that was dead last in the Big Ten running the football and doesn't want to run the ball was a little too successful running the ball against us. Now, it's not like they killed us. It was like 130 yards rushing, but they were averaging 93 yards rushing coming into the game. So, for me, our line play has been better since the bye week. We dominated Michigan State's offensive line as a front. It wasn't quite the same versus Maryland. Our offensive line, depending on if you want to pay attention to Pro Football Focus at all anymore, didn't look great against Michigan State, then played their best game against Maryland. As long as they can just continue to improve and find some moniker of consistency, I'm okay with it. But I just didn't like that Maryland felt like they controlled things up front a little bit too often against our D-line in that game.
Yeah, it's interesting. I was looking up to Coleman, one catch for 6 yards so far. So, again, not a big part of that team.
Okay.
Also, I was just kind of, I didn't really think about it until you said it, the amount of freshman quarterback that Nebraska's playing. Now, he's a redshirt freshman, but this week you got another freshman in Minnesota quarterback, Drake Lindsey.
Wow. So this is, what, our seventh game, and we will have played three freshman quarterbacks? I don't even remember Houston Christian or Akron, their quarterbacks. I'm not sure. I don't remember either. You don't have to look it up. The bottom line is we have a great pass defense. I've said a million times, I don't know if we're going to finish number one in the country. By the way, we're still number one right now in a lot of categories, to be clear. Again, when you give up 249 pass yards in a game, it's not like you got torched. And that's what Maryland does, is pass the ball well, albeit a true freshman quarterback they have. It's the trenches where you've got to win games in the Big Ten. There's only a couple things that concern me about the Minnesota game. This spread just keeps growing, by the way. It was way too close in the beginning. There's only two things that concern me about the Minnesota game, mentally. Okay, back-to-back road games, like la-di-da. Okay, you go halfway across the country to Maryland, you come back, then you got a short week, you play on Friday at Minnesota. I've talked about this since June. I don't want to hear any of that crap. It's all the distractions. Are we mentally focused? And do they have an advantage in the trenches on us? Because if they don't, they're done. They're done if we show up focused. If they can catch us unfocused, or it looks like they have an advantage in the trenches, all of a sudden, this game could be way more interesting than I think it should be, in my humble opinion. Anything else? What else you got?
No, it's just kind of interesting, too. I mean, obviously, with Northwestern's win here this past weekend, we talked about UCLA. You could have an argument that this might be the most gettable game for Nebraska. And so, as you say, that spread keeps growing. Mm-hmm. It's been nice. I mean, we're not accustomed to complaining about wins at this point. One way or the other, you get a win. But it'd be nice to get a win with a little bit of space on it. I think this is an opportunity this week, as the spread says, maybe to win by, 14, 17, 21, something like that.
Oh, that would be nice. Just beating Minnesota. Just beating them in Minnesota, which we've lost the last four straight times we've gone there. All these stinking little monkeys that are still off our back. Let's just beat them right up the head, okay? I have kids, and I just about said, knock the little monkeys off the bed. That would have been terrible radio, Jake, but I have a lot of kids.
I would actually like that. I like that.
Okay, well, I said it, so give me credit. If you didn't like it, I thought about saying it, but didn't. My point is, the only thing that makes me nervous about this game is if they start to control the trenches or we're just not focused. Other than that, it wouldn't surprise me if the spread is double digits by the time Friday rolls around. All right, ladies and gentlemen. I don't have anything else to add about Matt Rhule. I think I said everything I've got to say for now, barring any new information coming out. So have a glorious Tuesday. Go Big Red. And always remember to throw the buck.
Life is unpredictable, but how you prepare for the unexpected shouldn't be. Take ownership of your life planning with Policy Genius to help your loved ones have a financial safety net in case something happens to you. Whether to cover debts and routine expenses or even invest the money and earn interest over time. With Policy Genius, finding and buying life insurance is simple. You can compare quotes from top insurers and could find coverage that fits your needs and your budget. Plus, they offer life insurance policies starting at just $276 a year for $1 million in coverage. It's an easy way to feel good about and plan for the future. No wonder Policy Genius is the country's leading online insurance marketplace. Don't wait for life to make other plans. Protect your family today. Head to policygenius.com to compare top-rated life insurance policies, get your lowest quote, and make a smart move in under 10 minutes. That's policygenius.com.